It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And on this Monday morning, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, finally got to mow lawn. Yeah, there was a little bit of reprieve from the rain.
Yeah, a lot of people out. A lot of mowers running this week.
I'm going to have to mow again because it was awfully high, so I had the deck raised pretty high to mow and set it to its normal setting and mow again.
Well, that was the second time I mowed. I mowed last weekend between rains. I managed to get it in. Then it was grown again, so I figured, better cut her down again. So.
Well, at least this rain greened up the grass.
Yep. Could be some more rain tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully not with the storms.
Yeah.
But not much we can do about it, so roll with the flow, I guess.
We'll complain regardless.
That's right. We're Minnesotans. That's what we do.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Complain about the weather.
Let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Leroy Glenn Abramowski. He's kind of a shirt-tail relative. His brother Roger was married to a distant cousin of mine, so kind of a shirt-tail relative here. Leroy was born on September 23rd, 1932, here in Madison, passed away on September 3rd, 2013. He was a farmer in Arena Township with his brother Roger. He entered active duty in the United States Army on February 16th, 1933, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on December 8th, 1954. He trained with the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division, served in Korea with the 2nd Infantry Division for 16 months. Some medals and ribbons that he earned was the Republic of Korea Presidential Unit Citation, the United Nations Service Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, and the Korea Service Ribbon. So we thank you, Leroy, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Thanks for all the veterans for their service out
Absolutely.
There. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand. We're back talking about exposure to toxins again.
Yeah, all veterans exposed to toxins and other hazards during military service will be eligible for VA health care beginning on March 5th. We've talked about this before, but the VA announced that veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in the military at home or abroad will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care beginning March 5th. We're two months into that now. Means that all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. Additionally, veterans who never deployed but were exposed to toxins or hazards while training or on active duty in the United States will also be eligible to enroll. As directed by the President, this expansion of VA health care eliminates the phased-in approach, which was called for under the PACT Act, which we've talked in length about, meaning millions of veterans who are becoming eligible for VA health care up to 8 years earlier than written into law. It's a critical step forward because veterans who are enrolled in VA health care are proven to have better health outcomes than non-enrolled veterans. And VA hospitals have dramatically outperformed non-VA hospitals in overall quality and patient satisfaction ratings. VA health care is often more affordable than non-VA health care for veterans as well. So, we're encouraging all eligible veterans to enroll in VA health care beginning March 5th. So, we've been doing that for a little while now. Since the President signed the PACT Act into law on August 10th, 2022, more than 500,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care. When you think about 9 million veterans use the VA health care system, that's quite a big number.
A lot of use.
Yep. This expansion covers Vietnam veterans, Gulf War veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan war veterans, veterans who deployed in support of contingency operations for the Global War on Terror, which includes Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Freedom Sentinel, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, Operation Inherent Resolve, and Operation Resolute Support Mission, and more. It also covers many veterans who never deployed as part of a conflict but were exposed to toxins or hazards while serving in the U.S. Under this expansion of care, any veteran who participated in a toxic exposure risk activity or TERA at home or abroad is eligible for VA health care. They've determined that veterans who were exposed to one or more of the following hazards or conditions during active duty for training, or inactive duty training participated in a TERA: air pollutants, burn pits, sand, dust, particulates, oil well fires, sulfur fires, chemicals, including pesticides, herbicides, depleted uranium with embedded shrapnel, chemical-resistant coating, which is what they paint all military vehicles with, firefighting foams, asbestos, industrial solvents, lead paints, including other chemicals, radiation, nuclear weapons handling, maintenance and detonation, radioactive material, calibration and measurement sources, x-rays, radiation from military occupational exposure, warfare agents to include nerve agents, chemical and biological weapons, and more. So that's quite an extensive list. VA will use all available information to determine if veterans participated in a TERA, including military records and service connection. So they're executing this nationwide campaign to ensure that as many veterans as possible enroll. To date, the PACT Act outreach campaign has included more than 2,500 events nationwide, $13 million in paid advertising, 88,000 earned media clips, more than 400 million emails and letters to veterans, VA's first ever text messaging campaign, creation of a one-stop shop PACT Act website, and more. It's the largest outreach campaign in VA's history, which has one goal in mind: ensure that all veterans and their survivors get the health care and benefits they deserve under the PACT Act. So, it's quite a lot of information here.
Sounds like it. And if they want more, you can help them.
Absolutely.
You're the man in the know.
I'm in the know, but...
Or you can find out.
You know, there's a finite capacity in my brain. But
yeah, I reached that a long time ago.
But thank goodness for Google and search engines.
That's right.
On the website.
Make you look good.
That's right. That's right. You can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I'll have that out for you there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I'll be in the office all of this week, I believe, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Pretty green.
Next week is another story. I have a national conference in Denver, Colorado all week next week, so I will be out of the office. We might have to do some radio magic later this week. So
going to the Mile High City, huh?
You know, I've only been there at night and slept over. I didn't get to see much of it, but I'm kind of curious to see their airport.
I've driven through there a couple times, and I think we had a stop over there at the airport one. It's a big airport.
Yeah, it just looks funny, and some of the stories that I've heard behind it, I want to see it.
Well, bring your oxygen along so you don't have any trouble breathing up there in those elevations. So
yeah, I'm kind of used to that.
Okay.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate the info there, Josh. We'll talk to you again one way or another next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lackparl Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.